Hello and welcome. You're listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And I, of course, am Chrisanne. So tonight we're going to discuss what is coming up for this week going forward. So today is the last Sunday in February of 2022. So we're moving into the first week of March of 2022. I know it's flying by. Can you believe it? So let's see what's in store for us this week. And I'm using two decks this week. I'm using the Mystic Art Medicine cards, of course. That's the one I always use. And then I'm going to be using the Sacred Spirit reading cards as well. So let's get started with the Mystic Art Medicine cards. And I'm pulling a couple from this deck. So the first card that I pulled is the card of medicine power. When that medicine power comes in, it's talking about connecting with those gifts that we have, whether it be gifts that are handed down through our ancestral lineages or things that we are learning now, connecting to our ancestors, or things that we have learned in a past life that are really starting to speak to us in this life. It's about embracing your power. Embrace your power. It doesn't matter how or where you can identify it from, but it is about embracing your power, owning your power, grounding into your power. This is the week for doing that. Also, it's about finding your balance. I pulled the card of balance. This card talks about finding that balance between day and night, light and dark, air and ocean. Where is that balance? You need to find that balance. And in order to do that, you have to use your voice in order to speak clearly on what it is that you want. I know we've had a couple of these in the past weeks about really speaking up. And apparently that's what this year is going to be all about, because we've had a lot of those about speaking up, owning who you are, and speaking up about it. And that's what this balance card is. But it's saying that you can do that very gently and easily. And it doesn't have to be so dramatic and traumatic. It is something that you can move into with ease. So if you are somebody that has a hard time finding that voice within, own into who you are. Ground into who you are. Realize what it is that you want, need, and desire, and find your voice around that. And start there. Start with what your convictions are and moving into that. Because much like we've had earlier last month, I was pulling the card of deception a couple of times, and I've got it again for this week. So when this card of deception comes up, it's, hey, FYI, get another perspective on what's going on. Check and see what's going on around you and make sure you have the full view going forward. But please don't let that hinder you in using your voice whatsoever, because the other card going forward, and this is the last card I'm pulling from this deck, is the card of fertility. I know, people freak when I pull the card of fertility. Listen, the card of fertility has multiple meanings. Yes, it can mean actually being fertile with child, etc. But in this case, it is talking about being fertile with ideas, having those wonderful ideas sort of come to you and they sort of sit there in your brain so you can put them all together and connect the pieces. This connects to this, that connects to this. And your fertile brain can put all that together because you are owning who you are. You are finding that balance. You know what the actual reality is going around you with who can you trust? Who can you not trust? And then Yes, you have these wonderful ideas, and you know when the time is going to be right in order to share it. How cool is that? Having these wonderful ideas moving forward could be something like a new business, the path, the direction that you're supposed to be taking. This is all about, this week is all about owning who you are and finding the right time in order to implement all of that. So now I'm pulling from the Sacred Spirit reading cards. The first card I've pulled is, spiritual evolution. This is all about setting your heart free, recognizing who you are, speaking your truths. Another speak up card, speaking your truths. Let your heart take flight as you are able to speak what it is that you want, need, and desire, because it's really going to set you free. The next card I'm pulling is, ground your light. Let your soul shine. This is the exact same thing that I was talking about in the beginning. Own who you are. Ground into who you are so then your soul can shine. Finding what makes your heart sing and owning it. Last one I'm pulling from this deck. If I can get it out of the deck. Here we go. Okay, the last one is, cosmic ancestors. So connecting with your cosmic ancestors, much like we were talking about in that first card, the medicine card, voice your concerns. Listen to your ancestors. Hear what they are saying to us. Now, those messages can come through in your dreams. They can come through, you know, when you're listening to the radio in your car and you're switching the station and you hear something on the station and then you switch to the next station and it's like a continuation of that same thought. Or it's like the next sentence in the story. Or it could be something that you just heard 2 seconds ago. That can be a message from our guides, our ancestors, our loved ones. Pay attention to the synchronicities that are happening around us. Whether it be you recognize something in print and then an hour later you see the same thing in a different form somewhere else. Pay attention to those synchronicities because those are messages from our guides, our loved ones. You can meditate in order to connect with our ancestors as well. That's another really great way. So many different ways to connect, to get your messages, to hear what is being said to you so that you can speak that forward as part of where you're going. This week is all about using your voice. Use your voice. Listen to the advice that's coming in so you can take that to heart and share it going forward. Really, really cool for this week. Finding our voice, paying attention to when the time is right to share it, sharing all those wonderful ideas that you've really been formulating and percolating in your brain so that you can share them going forward. How wonderful. Oh, I love all this. Very much in our head kind of week. Totally possible. We can do this. We can do this going forward. So I do have a list of 6 crystals that came to me. And if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, welcome. But if you have come back before, welcome back and thank you. But I get my download of crystals before I start my podcast. I listen to my guides. I listen to my ancestors. I listen to them saying, what crystals did I need to talk about for this week going forward? And I always find it really interesting on how much they actually do connect to the message for the week, or they're kind of supporting that message for the week. So let's see if that is still the case here. So this week we have a lot of quartzes that we're going to be talking about, a lot of different quartzes. And the first one is a hematoid quartz. Hematoid quartz is a really powerful, but it's a grounding stone, connecting into what it is we need to own. And it's a root chakra stone, and it helps connect the root and the crown because it's hematoid quartz. So hematoid quartz is a combination of a clear quartz and a hematite connected in one stone. So sometimes it's a clear stone with a little bit of red or a little bit of like a rusty kind of color in it. You see a couple different color combinations, but it's typically a clear quartz with a little bit of hematite in it. It helps us to balance because hematite is a very balancing stone. Hematite is the grounding of the stones, whereas the clear quartz is that crown chakra part of the stone. So it is a very energized stone, and it helps us to get rid of our negativity as we transmute that energy into bringing in clarity and bringing in all that positive divine light, that universal light, because it's balancing the body when you combine that clear quartz and the hematite. So it's connecting the mind, body, and spirit within that one stone. It brings us clarity. It brings us understanding to our emotions. It helps us to understand the difference between the unconscious and the conscious. And it also helps us to recognize our self-esteem so we can find our voice and use it. It's really good to help manifest our dreams into reality, and it's really helpful for those that need a little bit of calming, for those that need a little balance. Maybe you're feeling a little scattered, and you need to just sort of pull everything back together to you. Hematoid quartz is a great one to do that if you're feeling a little scattered. So hematoid quartz is a really pretty, fun, cool one to work with. So that's the first one on our list. The next one on our list is rose quartz. We've talked about rose quartz many times before. Oh, before I get into that one, sorry. Hematoid quartz we want to carry on the left-hand side. Left-hand side brings the energy in. Right-hand side lets the energy out. We want to bring in that calm. We want to bring in that balance. We want to bring in that connection with the root crown chakra. So that's why I'm saying this one is a left-hand side stone. Rose quartz, I'm going to say, is both a left hand and a right hand. If you're going to carry rose quartz on the left for this week, you also need to carry one on the right so we can bring in and send out the love energy. So rose quartz is your basic stone of love. It's helping you with self-love. It's helping you with acceptance. It's helping you to bring that love in. It's helping you to balance that yin yang energy. It's helping us with connecting to maybe some of those childhood things or some past life things that we need to work on to bring a little love and light into that situation. It is that energy of love, but also rose quartz is the stone that can help with fertility. So for this week, we need to be fertile with all that love and light, wonderful energy, those wonderful things that are coming to us. Those wonderful ideas that we're fertile with. So rose quartz is going to help with that. So once again, left and right side. The next stone is tourmalinated quartz. We're talking about a couple of ones that I really like in this list. This is a great list. Tourmalinated quartz is another quartz, clearly. It's a clear quartz that has little black pieces in it, almost like black threads, and that is black tourmaline that is within it that grows together. It's really pretty and it's really cool. So it's called tourmalinated quartz because it contains both things. Once again, grounding and crown chakra combined in the same stone. But this stone can also be very protective. It can help you from those negative thoughts or those negative emotions that can kind of creep in that we don't need. So tourmalinated quartz is going to be a left-hand side stone to bring in that protection and to bring in all of that wonderful alignment that we need to have. It is a great stone that I think is kind of underrecognized, frankly, when it's in its lovely polished state. It's a beautiful, beautiful stone. And I think it's a great one to work with. It's a little bit harder to find, but, you know, still easy enough to find. You can find it in jewelry a lot, actually. But tourmaline and quartz, I think, is a great one for us to use because we need to balance that grounding with that connecting up. And tourmaline and quartz is another one that's going to do that and bring in protection at the same time. Okay, the next one that we are going to go to is rutilated quartz, another one that I really like. And this one tends to be overlooked too. I have a lot of these in jewelry and I love to wear these. So the difference between tourmalinated quartz and rutilated quartz, they are both quartz. Tourmalinated quartz has black kind of hair-like pieces in it. Rutilated quartz has gold or rutiles that look like hairs in it. It's not actually gold. It's titanium dioxide. And rutilated quartz can be clear. It can be a little bit smoky, but a lot of times it's clear. And when the oxide is high, the rutiles look a little bit more red or golden. So it's beautiful. It's a really, really, really beautiful stone. And sometimes rutilated quartz is referred to as angel hair quartz. So it's pretty. If you haven't seen it, I really suggest, you know, looking it up because it's lovely. It's one that I do have in jewelry and I do wear it. And it's, I know. I think it's a very higher vibration stone as well. So it's another one that's going to connect you to your crown chakra. It's a very little bit stronger energy than some of the other ones. So it's a slightly higher vibrational stone. It helps give you a lot of clarity of thought. It helps with your spiritual creativity. It helps with your insight. It helps you with that, making that decisive action by connecting with your guides, using your voice, connecting with your crown chakra, and it helps you to make these decisions in a, well, a very more decisive way. But at the same time, it's helping to keep you calm and change that anger into accepting and balance. When it has the rutiles in the quartz, that's what's sort of turning up the energy within that quartz. It's a very telepathic stone, and it connects you to those higher energies, your guides, your ancestors, your loved ones. It can also get rid of negativity as well. And it is really good for harmonizing your relationships that you have, whether it be relationships at home, your work relationships. It can help with having a rutilated quartz within the room. It balances your emotions and your physical as well. And it's really good for bringing in peace, calmness, and serenity at the same time as connecting you up, which sounds so counterproductive, but it does. It's a lovely stone. So check that one out. If you don't already know what it looks like, I really suggest looking up the difference between the tourmalinated quartz and the rutilated quartz. And likewise, this one is a root and a crown chakra as well. So we have a lot of those this week. This is going to be a left-hand side stone as well. The next one that we're going to is black tourmaline, which was what was contained within the tourmalinated quartz for this week. Black tourmaline is just the tourmaline itself. It is the black tourmaline. And this is really good for protection, getting rid of that negativity, protecting that aura. Because of that, this one can be carried on both sides. So if we want for protection, we're going to carry it on the left-hand side. If we want to get rid of some of that stuff that we have going, then right-hand side to get rid of. but to bring in protection, to act as a shield, to help against psychic attacks and negativity from others, we want to carry that one on the left-hand side or wear it on the left-hand side. For all of these, you can carry or wear on whatever side I'm suggesting. If all you have is a pendant, wear it in the center. It will do what it needs to do. So let's get back to black tourmaline. Black tourmaline also helps us around our fear. If we're having a panic attack, that can help bring that sense of calm, safety, and security as well. I am not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. I say what the stones do based on my personal experience. So if you are somebody that is experiencing some medical issues, I do suggest you speak to a medical practitioner. I am sharing the metaphysical properties of these stones based on my personal experience or that of my family. Okay, so black tourmaline is a very grounding stone. It is your root chakra stone. But here's the thing. It grounds you into what is your life purpose within this lifetime, within where you are within this body, based on your heart and where you are within this life. Black tourmaline helps you to own it. And that's really important for this week as well. Last stone of the week is jet. Another one that we're going to do on the left-hand side. Another one that's really good for protection, psychic protection as well. Also helps transmute that negativity. It is a root chakra stone. It is going to help protect from, how do I say this politely? Somebody that doesn't know what they're doing within the magical realm and things may go astray. It can help protect you against some of that crap because there's people that don't understand the do no harm. And sometimes they like to play around with things they don't understand that will come back to them tenfold. Jet can help protect you from some of that. It's also cleansing and purifying your auric field as well. This is a really good psychic one as well because it's helping you with your astral travel, your past life connections, your clairvoyance, any of your psychic work, definitely left-hand side for all of that. And it is a root chakra stone, so it's grounding you into what you need to know within this lifetime as well. Really cool stones. Really fun. A lot of black stones or stones that contain a lot of black, a lot of red and pinks is this week too. So you know what? I'm going to go with those as our color for the week too. I should probably be talking about colors of the week. So why don't we stick to whites, blacks, reds, and pinks. Those are going to be our colors for the week going forward. So I hope you have found this helpful. And, you know, pay attention to the energy that's going on around us. Pay attention to what's going on this week. Once again, you can always get more information on my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. There you can find private readings with me. You can find information on that. You can also find information on my private distance Reiki sessions. I'm only doing my readings distance as well still. You will see I have a lot of decks for sale. I have a lot of crystals for sale. I have a lot of artwork for sale there. Some jewelry. If there's something you're looking for, because I don't have everything there, I can't possibly have everything there. If there's something you're looking for, please contact me. You can contact me through the website, or you can use my email, which is elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Everything's the same name. So I keep it simple. And it's Elemental Energies, yes, with Chrisanne. No E at the end of Anne. So just look at the podcast. It's the exact same spelling as that, just either .com or @gmail.com. So I'm going to be offering Some classes that are going to be coming up shortly. I'm hoping to have things put out within the next couple of months. So if you're not on my Facebook page, which I haven't been using a lot lately, please get on my Facebook page. It's Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I'm going to be posting some information on some classes that are going to be coming up, both private classes and some workshops that you might find of interest. So once again, check out my private readings. How it works for the private readings, let me explain that too. You go to the website, you purchase the private reading, whichever time amount you would like. And here's the other thing. Let's say you purchase a half an hour reading and we get to the half an hour point and you decide you want to bump that up to an hour. I simply charge you the difference between a half an hour and the hour. It's easy peasy, it's not a big deal. I do it all the time. You want to purchase an hour and then bump it up to an hour and a half? Perfectly fine. I do that. Not a problem. So what you do is you go in and you purchase the reading. I will contact you probably that day. If you purchase it late at night, I'll contact you the next day. And then we find a time that works best for both of us. I do readings for people around the world. And I am doing readings on Skype and Zoom and WhatsApp and FaceTime and whatever we can come up with that works for you. That's how I'm doing readings. Of course, I also do phone readings too. I am not doing in-person readings. I am only doing phone readings and distant readings that are visual. And I've been doing those for years and years and years and years. So having the pandemic hasn't really changed any of that because I've always done this and I've always done readings over radio, etc. So hasn't really changed much. So I will get in touch with you very shortly after you purchase the reading and we come up with something that works for both of us. 9 times out of 10, I get you in that week. Just so you know. Yep, I have a lot of time that I'm able to do that right now. And it's easy. I don't have you book a time on my website because I read for people all over the world. And I want to talk to you. I want to see what's going to work best for you. If you're not somebody that I can pick up the phone and call because you're in a different country, I will email you or send you a message, however way. So put that information when you book the reading, and we'll get you in, we'll get you taken care of, and it's easy peasy. Just go purchase it on my website. I think that makes it so simple and easy. Do not give me questions ahead of time, but I do ask you to come up with some questions for the reading when we start the reading. My readings are not done through email. I only have one of those that's offered for that, and that you can see on the website. But none of my other readings are done through email. I want you to hear my voice, and I want to hear your voice. That is part of the reading as well. So, yeah, go check it out. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'm always happy to answer questions. Thank you, everybody, so much for your wonderful support. I'm getting some great feedback and I really, really appreciate it. So I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Take care and be free.